best R&B and old school. I'm so excited. Sam Hinshaw is here.
Hello.
I love your accent. Your accent is the bomb, really.
Thank you so much.
I tried so hard to do the mimic you guys' accent, but I'm terrible.
No, no. Just a tiny bit, a snippet.
No. maybe I'll surprise you and pop up.
Sweet.
So Sam Hinshaw from London.
I am, yes.
So have you had any culture shock being in the States, being in America?
should I tell her?
Yeah, let's tell it.
Where were we? We're in South Carolina.
Uh-huh, that's where I grew up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's...
different.
It's a different place.
Yes, it is.
But we had a really weird situation where we were in a restaurant. We just had dinner and this guy comes over and basically pays for the meal.
Uh-huh.
But it just didn't feel right. He was a white guy. He came over and he was drunk and looked at our meal and was like, oh, that looks like a nice meal. We were like, yeah, thanks. And then he just paid for the meal.
Wow.
And we were like, okay, cool. And so we're still trying to figure out whether it was like...
Well, yeah, maybe he was just, Southern hospitality.
Yeah,
we're
hoping it was that. Yeah. And we're hoping it wasn't anything else. But yeah, it was...
He wasn't expecting a new firstborn or anything.
That was very different to us. We hadn't experienced anything like that before, but it was cool. Yeah. Something to talk about.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your current single is probably like the hottest song on the radio right now.
It's thank you so
Church.
Much.
From the second I heard it, I was like, oh, wow, this is different. This is amazing.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
It's a really clever way to slide a message over a dope beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. For real.
My favorite part of the song is when you say rocking your halo like a snapback. Because you hang with ghetto angels. Yeah. Like, that is clever.
Thank you very much.
So how did you hook up with Pharrell and Chance the Rapper and, mega artists?
So the Pharrell heard Church.
Okay.
Before we had put it out, before any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And loved it. And so called me into work with him in the studio, so that was great, and we got to do that. And Chance had heard a song that I'd written like years ago.
Okay.
I think almost like four years ago,
mm-hmm.
4 or 5 years ago, and liked that and asked me to come on tour with him. So
wow,
yeah, it's been kind of blessed all over. It's been cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So did you grow up in the church?
I did, yeah. My dad's a reverend.
Oh wow. Okay.
He's
PK.
currently in Uganda at the moment doing a mission. So
oh wow,
yeah, just got off the phone with him.
Now have you been to church here in America?
Yes, but not like a southern one.
Okay
so I need to do that.
Yes,
because I've heard that and seen that.
Because I was
going to
say, how is church in London in the UK different from a church here?
Completely.
Really?
Yeah, I think we're a bit more
reserved.
Definitely more reserved.
Yeah, you definitely you got to go to a good old Southern Baptist church.
Yeah, definitely.
or a Pentecostal or Church of God in Christ.
I am Pentecostal, but it's very, it is very different to what it is out here. I think it's. Yeah, from what I guess everyone's vision and idea of that sort of church out here is it's a bit more, I guess, something like fighting temptations. Do you know what I mean?
lots of passion in the black churches here. Lot of passion,
I got
emotion.
Experience that.
Yes, you got to pick a good
for real,
church and,
for real, yeah.
And just experience it. It's all in the way that the preachers interpret the word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah. So tell me about the album, Reverend Son.
I'm still working on the title. I've gone back and forth with Reverend Son. So it may be that. It may not. But yeah, we are. It's getting there. Mm-hmm. Slowly but surely we're getting there. So it's been a lot of fun to actually create such a long body of work. I'm used to making EPs, so it's been fun, and it's been a lot of fun being able to come up with like a theme and concept for the whole project, and really just I think this is the most creative I've been able to be with like a body of work.
Awesome.
And so yeah, it's been a lot of fun and we're getting there. So it should be out next year.
Okay. Yeah. So you got a little bit of, you know, gospel, you got a little bit of R&B, a little bit of hip hop and that. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, we've kind of touched all those genres and we're kind of trying to bring it all together. So yeah.
Okay. And for those of the folks who may not be quite as familiar with church as I am, give us the general message that you wanted to send with that song.
So for me, it was really just to like originally tell a story and of that experience and I guess see the fun side of it. But I think the more I started listening to it and hearing it and seeing people's reaction and response to it, I started to realize that it was more of a song where it was like, again, just talking about my experience from it. I remember sort of looking back at that time and being like, I hated this. I didn't want to go to church. There was like a million other things I wanted to do on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, at the age of 8 or 9, you know, there was so much I needed to do. But I remember just not really enjoying having to like wake up every Sunday morning to go and do it. Some Sundays were great. Mm-hmm. Others, it was just like, I would rather do anything else. But I do remember now looking back on it, sorry, in hindsight, it's kind of like created a foundation for me and it's kind of helped shape who I am as a person and stuff. And so for me, it was just kind of, I'm looking at it more of as like a, cool, I can see the funny side of it, but it's also like this gratitude of like, you know, shout out to my parents for just really being able to say, let's try and instill something in our son that isn't, nonsense, do you know what I mean? So it's more of like a gratitude song and just sort of saying thank you for creating a foundation for me
that I can
work with, yeah.
I think what's so familiar about the song is that every black kid growing up heard their mom and dad screaming, "Get yourself to church, get up, we're going to church.
Yeah, yeah.
You are not staying in bed today, we going to church."
Exact same thing in London. Exact same thing in London, you'd be surprised. Yeah,
so we could definitely relate.
I'm glad.
But it's a great song. Can't wait to hear the rest of the album.
Thank you so much.
So what's next for you?
So we are going to see a bit more of America. Mm-hmm. We're going to travel around and do the round and meet some more lovely folk and, you know, share the song. And then I think we're going to do some tours. So okay. I think we'll be back here later on in the year. And more music as well. I think I've said everything. Yeah, there's nothing else that I can think of that we're doing. And then eventually an album, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think this year it's been a lot of people from the UK, you know, bursting onto the music scene. Look how huge. I mean, even, you know, Sweden, Snow Allegra, and Nicole Buss, hello, from the Netherlands.
For real.
So, you know, it's a great time in music right now.
Definitely.
Putting out some great stuff.
Definitely.
And much success to you. I cannot wait to see what you're going to do. The song is amazing.
Bless you. Thank you so much.
Sam Henshaw. Thank you.
I never got to hear that English accent.
I'm not going to do it.
Just saying.
No, let me perfect it.
Okay,
when
cool.
I perfect it.
And then when we come back.
Yeah, you come back. And we'll have the whole conversation in the English accent.
Love that.
It's a bit.